We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hugh Shakeshaft, not William Shakespeare, but Hugh Shakeshaft, my old friend from London, who is a former, well, still currently advising members of Parliament, I guess, and has lived around the world and a lot of different types of places with different types of government. Hugh is with us this morning to kind of talk about things. I'm really worried, Hugh, because if the Republican Party fractures over this completely, you know, like 20, 30 million people say the Republicans didn't stand up for their own president and they allowed the lies to be used against him, so we're out and we're going to either not vote, which I'm hearing more and more of my friends, and not just kids, I mean, like, adults who've been voting their whole lives who now believe that their vote doesn't count. If that happens, then we kind of give up the country to the leftists, to the Marxists. And I think that's a real problem. Would you argue with me with that? Or what's your perspective as a foreigner who watches us pretty closely? What are you thinking?
Morning, John.
Good morning.
When will this insanity end? That's all I can say. I want to say one thing before we get onto the Republican Party. Mm-hmm. Let's be clear. This nation is built on two firm pillars. One, democracy. The other, the law, the rule of law. Yeah. It is a nation of laws. Last week, they desecrated the seat of democracy. 2 years ago, they desecrated the seat of the law. One is a riot and a siege and everything else, when they clearly don't understand what it is to do a siege under medieval terms of war. Mm-hmm. The second one, when Brett Kavanaugh's inauguration or, you know,
installment
yeah. was overrun with people breaking into the Senate, they did as much then as they did last week.
And no one cared about that. In fact, it was applauded. That was
absolutely. Yeah. And what you have is a situation that, however misguided those fools did what they did last week, right? 99.5% of the people at that protest would be viewed as patriots. The people who burnt down your nation in the summer's stated aim is to destroy this nation. The police stepped aside in the summer. DA said they wouldn't prosecute them for burning down businesses, for reducing people's livelihoods to zero. Mm-hmm. And they then said last week, these people. Now, these people last week, let's be clear, no one is excusing them. It was an abomination and they should be faced with the full force of the law. What happened in the summer was your vice president-elect told people to send money to bail out the people who had created criminal damage, rioted, looted, and whose stated aim is to break down this great nation.
And no one's calling Kamala Harris on that. I mean, she...
Absolutely.
I've yet to see anyone track her down.
The moral compass of this nation has disappeared. Yeah. And you now have the insanity and the absolute vindictiveness of a pointless impeachment. And an impeachment which creates a huge issue for the future. One is they have now reduced the bar to such a low level that any future president, if he doesn't control the House, can be impeached for just about anything,
right?
Which means halfway through, you know, you can, you know, if they, let's look at a hypothetical. You get through into 2 years, they have destroyed this nation, and somehow they manage not to rig an election in the midterms. and the House gets taken over by the Republicans. By then, President Harris, because let's be clear, Biden will be gone by then. President Harris then, is they find something to impeach her on. So the House now votes for it. You've now got a president. She won't get impeached because the one difference between the Republican Party and the Democrats right now is party discipline.
Right.
Republicans have zero party discipline. They have destroyed not only their party, but a great swathes of this nation and are unrepresented because of their disdain and for one man. And I've said all the way through, President Trump has very few, if any, personal redeeming qualities the way he is portrayed. But he is still the president, and he is still the leader of the Republican Party. And if you have a problem with that, you should not be in the party. We find ourselves now where people like Chuck Schumer reminds me of Leventi Beria. Leventi Beria was Joseph Stalin's henchman who used to get Stalin at night. The last thing he did before he went to sleep while he was in bed was he would sign off one piece of paper. That piece of paper represented 100,000 executions, death warrants, right? But the key about Leventi Beria was he said, and I said to you, John, over the years, that we have now got into this dystopian lunatic world where we have Leventi Beria going, show me the man and I'll find you the crime. Mm-hmm. And that is what they have done to this president. This is an abomination, John.
I mean, you're bringing up Stalin and the mass executions, and most Americans have never studied the history of the Soviet Union. they know about the Holocaust because Jews have correctly made sure that that was front and center, so
absolutely
it doesn't happen
right
to them again. But they don't know. I mean, really, most Americans have no clue about what happened in Eastern Europe and the Soviet Union. Are you seriously saying you think we're
I'm talking in metaphorical terms.
Yeah.
And
okay.
What you are seeing is Stalinist purges by the big tech.
Yeah.
You're seeing Stalinist purges.
A place where you're executing people.
Absolutely.
Or locking people up, I guess.
You don't need to kill people today to metaphorically kill them.
Yeah.
Big tech will do that for you. They will take away your voice. They will take away your ability to disagree peacefully with what is going on.
Your voice will be silent.
Absolutely. You will be silenced. And that's what they're doing. And this impeachment is, they're trying to ensure, because let's be clear, there is no one person in this nation right now with the stature, the charisma, or the power of personality to actually unite this nation. Let's be clear on that. Right?
Well, one of the things, Hugh, is that that's not allowed anymore. You know, we destroy everybody.
Absolutely.
I worked for Ronald Reagan. I admire Ronald Reagan. I think he's a great man. But I don't know that even Ronald Reagan, who did have that charisma, who did, you know, was a good-looking guy, very articulate. I think if you read his diaries, handwritten diaries, you know he actually wasn't an idiot. He knew exactly what he was trying to do and had very strong opinions. I'm not sure he could survive in an America like what we have today, because of social media and because the press has abandoned any pretense of being objective. I mean, there's just none. I don't trust any of these guys.
Well, I mean, this is the whole thing. When they start calling Trump Hitler, right, how could he possibly be? He didn't control the media, for the first thing, right? He didn't have a personal militia, which was the SS, right, and the brown shirts. So basically,
and one
this,
could
this
argue
nonsense,
the Democrats had Antifa all summer, so they're closer.
Absolutely
to,
right, yeah, yeah. And you know, but have you noticed what they're accusing everybody else of? They're actually doing.
Yeah.
I cannot believe that they stand there and say, "I wish to, you know, we need to unite the country, but we're going to purge you, we're going to destroy your livelihood, and we're going to destroy and crush this man, so that anybody who's not in the political bubble understands that they will never ever allow someone from outside, a CEO of a company who gets things done, to ever stand for president of the United States again. It will come from within our own person, you know, our own bubble and everything else. And that is why there should be term limits on Congress.
Well,
how can
Hugh,
you
that's...
have an 80-year-old woman who's absolutely gone loopy and is so determined to crush this man that she is happy to trash your Constitution and everything this country stands for on a personal, vicious road into losing democracy in this nation?
Speaker Pelosi is certainly one of the problems with our political culture right now. She's the poster child for that. Hugh, I got to go, but I appreciate the chance to talk to you, and you always have an interesting perspective, especially since it's a step removed from those of us who are in the middle of all this.
Well, a lot of people I know who are very powerful people in the UK are absolutely horrified at what they're seeing. They cannot believe that it's, you know, I thought I'd wake up this morning and it would all be, this dream would be gone, this nightmare would be over. And unfortunately, it's getting worse.
It is. You know, Hugh Shakeshaft, listen, we'll talk to you again. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, John.